Masecha Sukkah, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer said, Arba Esrei Su'udais Chayev Adam Le'achol Basukkah. A person is obligated to have 14 meals in their sukkah. Achas Bayoim Ve'achas Balayla, one during the day and one at night for each of the 7 days of sukkahs. V'chachamim Aymerin, and the Chachamim say, Ein La Davar Kitzvah, there is no number for the amount of su'udais that you are supposed to have in the sukkah. Now, Rabbi Eliezer's reason is because he learns the pasuk of Basukkah's Teshvu, you really must do in the sukkah what you normally do at home. And since you normally have 2 meals every day at home, so too in the sukkah, you're supposed to have 2 meals every day. The Chachamim disagree because you have no mitzvah to eat 2 meals a day at home, and so too, you have no specific mitzvah to eat 2 meals a day in the sukkah. If you want, you can eat achilas arai in the sukkah. If you want, you can fast the whole day and not have any meals in the sukkah. The requirement only is that if you're going to have a meal, you have to have it in the sukkah. Going on in the Mishnah, however, we do say, Chutz, the Chachamim do provide one exception, Milele Yantif Rishon Shel Chag Bilvad, the first night of Sukkot, only there is there actually a mitzvah to have a seuda in the sukkah. The reason why there's a mitzvah the first night of Sukkot is we learn a Gzeir Shava of Chamisha Aser from Pesach. Just like the first night of Pesach where the Pasuk says Chamisha Aser, you're obligated to have matzah, whereas the rest of Pesach it's an option. So too on Sukkot, you're obligated on the first night to have a seuda in the sukkah, after which it is optional whether or not you want to be kaveh a seuda in the sukkah. Going on, we say, V'oid am Rabbi Eliezer also said, Mishle achal leile yantif harishain, somebody who did not eat the first night of yantif, yashlim b'leile yantif ha'achrin. He should compensate on the last night of yantif. And we learn in the Gemara that this is actually Shmini Atzaras. And the Gemara asks, how is this consistent with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that you're supposed to have 14 meals in the sukkah? And the Gemara's answer is that chazah by Rabbi Eliezer retracted his original opinion. Now, according to Rashi's pshat in the Shakal V'Tayr of the Gemara, the question was, how could Rabbi Eliezer require that you eat a meal in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres when you're not supposed to be eating a meal in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because of Baal Tosef? And he learns the teretz at Chazer Boy Rabbi Eliezer to mean that Rabbi Eliezer retracted his opinion that you're required to have 14 meals in the sukkah, and therefore, all you're compensating for is a seudas yantif, an obligation to have a seudas yantif the first night of Sukkot, and therefore, you can compensate by making up for it with a seuda on Shmini Atzeres. And you should also note that the Gemara points out that the way you compensate is by having extra fruits and desserts and other things not ordinarily part of the seuda on Shmini Atzeres, and with that, you make your tashlumim. And then again, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim say, V'chachamim aymrim, ein la davar tashlumim, there is no compensating for this matter. And if you miss the suda, you missed it, and you can't make up for it. Al zeh nemar, and on this we say in Kehelos, me'uvas lo yuchal liskein, something that's been deformed cannot be fixed, v'chesroin lo yuchal lehimanais, and an omission cannot be counted. Mishnah Zayin. Misha haya roshei v'rubay basukkah, somebody whose head and most of their body was inside of the sukkah. And this would be more possible if you ate, as they did back then, mesubin, reclining. So you have roshei v'rubay basukkah, v'shulchanei b'sei chabayis. But the table you're eating from is actually outside of the sukkah and inside the house. Beishamai says that this is pasul, and this is one of the 6 places where we pasken like Beishamai. Uveishil machshir and Beishil say this is kosher. Now the Gemara points out that the lashon of pasul and kosher doesn't seem consistent with a practice. Rather, a more appropriate lashon would be mutter or aser, not kosher or pasul. And so the Gemara says we're talking about 2 cases. The first case is where you are in a large sukkah and a person is sitting at the door of the sukkah, roshei v'rubay, inside the sukkah, and his table outside of the sukkah. And the second case is we are in a sukkah that is so small, it only fits roshei v'rubay, but the table is already outside of the sukkah. And so in the first case, where it's a large sukkah, we would say aser. And in the second case, where we're talking about the sukkah itself and whether it's big enough or not, there we use the lashon of the Mishnah of paislin. Now, the reason for Beishamai, according to most Mefarshim, is that we're afraid you're going to be drawn out of the sukkah by your table, which is outside of the sukkah, and you'll end up eating outside of the sukkah, which you're not supposed to do. Now, continuing in the Mishnah, we say, Amru lehen Beis Hillel Beishamai. Beis Hillel said to Beishamai, Maisa, there was an incident. Shahohu ziknei Beishamai, bezikne Beis Hillel, levaker es Rabbi Yechanan ben Hachayroni. The elders of Beishamai and the elders of Beis Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yechanan ben Hachayroni. Umatza'uhu shahoya yoshev roshev rubei vasuka, mishulchanai besai chabais. And he was sitting exactly like we're describing in the Mishnah. Most of his body and his head were inside the sukkah, but his table was outside of the sukkah. And most Gersas have here the line, V'lay amr loy davar, and nobody said anything to him. So Beis Hillel is saying, look, see, nobody said anything. That's proof that there was nothing wrong with such a practice. Amru lahen Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to them, Misham Raya, that's your Raya? No, that's not what happened. What happened was, afhem amr loy, they actually said to him, these Ziknei Beis Shammai, at least, were there, im kein hayisa nahege, if this is what your practice is, l'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you have never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in your entire life.